The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's time for the Dems to debate Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right off the top, we go to our pal Luke Vargas for the skinny on this debate. Hey, Luke, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I mean, I wish they held these debates earlier in the evening. This is number five for me this year. I'm ready for a general election. And maybe some people are starting to agree with me here.
Yeah, I bet you are. So in this one, what I noticed, and you can tell me with the front row seat, that this was, I mean, really the two of them kind of came out swinging a little bit more at each other, more than we've seen, I think, in the past. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's getting increasingly evident that they're both really good at clipping each other's wings. I mean, at a time, I don't want to get all poetic here, but I mean, both of these candidates is really betting on, particularly Bernie Sanders, you know, being able to sort of some sort of big victory on Tuesday. And I mean, their command of the opposition research on each other is really strong. I mean, you have, and that's not to say both aren't effective at times in landing a single punch, you know, claiming, you know, some sort of making claim for the progressive mantle, you know, with the Democratic Party on a given issue. I think Hillary Clinton has really figured out a way to at least try and advance the argument that she's the more progressive candidate on guns. I think Bernie Sanders takes the cake on education or healthcare or the minimum wage. But when it comes down to landing successive punches, it just doesn't happen anymore. I mean, it's very unusual, I think, to get this deep into a campaign and not see that. I mean, this is just sort of a consequence of nine debates. They know their own issue set in and out, and they know how their opponents have figured out, you know, have been able to separate in the past, and they're just not allowing that to happen. And I think you saw that repeatedly tonight. You know, a great example was on the minimum wage, where Bernie Sanders tried to channel some of the recent momentum you've seen here in New York to get a $15 minimum wage, and called out Hillary Clinton for endorsing a $12 national wage and trying to make that sound sort of puny by comparison, and it worked at first, but by the end of it, Clinton seemed to have wiggled free and sort of said, look, it kept coming around to this, you know, let's talk about what we can achieve. I maybe don't support that concretely as far as a national bill, but I do endorse the sentiment behind it. And so, you know, you pick it all together and the differences between candidates just seem really watered down, and particularly as we look towards Tuesday, I just don't see how this debate really moved voters in one way or another in a major way.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And we also find these polls. I mean, how much stock do you put in polls where the latest ones show that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, that it's actually tightened the race between them?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a big state. This is not, you know, a Michigan where, you know, and that's not to say that the polls can't swing a lot, but when you are talking about a 10% swing on election day in a big state like this, and we're talking about a lot of voters, and, you know, I'll just say, you know, this is not, you know, particularly when you look at voters, young voters here in Manhattan, who were the Sanders campaign is sort of counting on to really help them out. You know, they do come to rallies. I was at the rally at Washington Square Park the other day. I'll be there at Prospect Park in Brooklyn on Sunday, and then Long Island City on Monday. You're going to see a lot of young people there, you know, but in New York, just as in Boston, you know, where I grew up, a lot of these college kids are from out of state. I mean, this is, you know, the numbers at the rallies may be a little bit deceiving. You know, you go upstate, you get more the CUNY schools. These are in-state voters, in-state young people. But I think, you know, it's easy to get swept away by the enthusiasm in New York, but really whether those voters are going to turn out is a whole other story. So, you know, I think the momentum is with Bernie Sanders at this point. Undoubtedly, the polls do show that. But I'm just a little more skeptical about seeing a swing in a state like this, and I was, I guess, a little bit more prepared to see it in some of the states that have already voted.
Yeah, and you know, and in the polls, obviously, they show that Clinton is likely to beat him, though, in New York, with as far as the delegates are concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, you're following what's going on with the Republicans, and it's certainly setting up to be a wild convention. Any chance of that happening, any kind of an open or, as they call it, contested, do you think, convention for the Democrats?
I don't think so. I mean, look, in 2008, you saw a big difference between the way Barack Obama ran and Hillary Clinton ran. And that, you know, as much as Hillary Clinton seemed like the establishment choice right out of the gate, she was not the savviest when it came down to figuring out where to dedicate resources. I mean, the Obama campaign excelled at getting really detailed, diverting resources to particular individual congressional districts where, you know, a small amount of money could go a long way in getting his support high enough to be able to move one or two delegates around. I mean, that's how well Obama played it 8 years ago. As you look towards this election, this is a strength that Hillary Clinton possesses. And, you know, we saw that in the New York Times article a few weeks ago, reviewed as a postmortem of the Sanders campaign. And they didn't come out and say this, but I know they have to have realized this in hindsight, which is, there were so many states where Sanders didn't look like he was going to win, but the money that he did spend in those states was national instead of local. And, you know, I wonder exactly how this applies to New York. I think it's a little bit too late. But here's a state where, at least on the Republican side, with a winner-take-all contest, you see Ted Cruz and John Kasich trying to embody that kind of strategy, going to certain congressional districts that they can prevent Trump from getting 50%. If one of them can get over 20%, then they get one of the three congressional delegates from those districts. Again, whether Sanders still has time left to play that kind of granular game to try and get delegates ahead of the convention in Philly, I don't think we're there anymore. I think that time has passed. If we were going to see a contested convention, he would have had been doing that all along. And I just think he was a little bit late to that game.
Yeah, I agree. Luke Vargas, always a pleasure. Talk Media News. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Luke, really diving deep for us, giving us, again, his two cents on what's happening in New York, peeling that back and talking about where he would be, talking about some of the rallies and whatnot. And, you know, when we look at what we saw from this debate, it was the same thing. You know, there was a conversation about gun control, certainly. There was the whole Wall Street thing, and constantly about Hillary Clinton and Goldman Sachs and all of that. And the debate and the New York primary on Tuesday are at a critical point in this Democratic showdown, because Bernie Sanders is trying to kind of twix and change the dynamics of the race that have frankly delivered and dumped all the delegates on to Clinton, which is why Luke says, and I agree, we're not going to see the same thing we're seeing with the Republicans. While, you know, she tries to stop his momentum, she still ultimately has the delegates, and it's about those all-important delegates. All right, stay with us. If you want to throw in your two cents, absolutely do it. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will.
Thanks for hanging through here on ATN. We kind of have a grab bag, I like to call it, of what's really the scoop that's happening in your backyard and mine. And, you know, we have our cheap movie review coming up. Jungle Book is out. I was thinking about, there's a lot of buzz over Mowgli and Jungle Book. That was one of the first, it's one of my best memories, frankly, of the drive-in movie theater with my grandparents. My grandmother died when I was young, but she was so cool. And she took us to see Jungle Book. And I remember, you know, those clumsy speakers for the drive. And they don't even have that many drive-ins anymore. But the drive-ins, how you put those giant speakers on your window and then ran to the little concession stand. You could sound, whenever you got out of the car, it sounded like the movie was right in your throat. You could hear it just pounding out. But I thought it was so cool. And, you know, when was Jungle Book made? I was thinking this. I want to say, would have had to be, because it's been around forever. I want to say it was like in the 60s or 70s. And the Jungle Book musical comedy Disney thing first came out in 1967. And then kept being released, because I didn't see that until the late 70s, but it's Rudyard Kipling's book, you know, of Mowgli and the Adventures of Mowgli. So now it's a whole different type of movie that's being released this time around. Just, I guess, with new players, you know, like Jon Favreau is the director, Bill Murray's voice is in it, and Ben Kingsley, to name a few. But there is a lot of buzz. I think a lot of kids will go and see it. And then there's also Barbershop, which is popular. It's comedy. And then we'll also look at another movie called Criminal. There's always one movie where you're like, huh? I didn't hear. I haven't seen that. Who's in that movie? Kevin Costner's actually in that movie, and Gary Oldman is in that movie, and Gal Gadot is in that movie too. And then, of course, there's some of the independents. So that's what we do here in America Tonight. It's not all about politics, but we were talking about the Democrats right at the top and their debate, and then these new polls. Trump has his lead extended, and Clinton and Sanders tightened in the polls, but when you're looking at the Democrats, I agree with what we just mentioned. I can't imagine it's not Clinton, unless she was taken down somehow by the email charges. But the more that keeps getting pushed off, the more I believe that that's not going to actually really happen. I don't think so. And let me ask you this. You work hard for your money, right? Remember the old Donna Summer song? You work hard for the money. How do you feel about the federal government getting $600,000 or using $600,000 for a study on why people cheat on taxes? I mean, are you kidding me? Because they don't make enough money, because they want to squirrel more money away, or because they're just cheaters. I don't know. Couldn't we all save them money on that? Is that a viable thing to put money into this? The National Science Foundation greenlighted the proposal, which they want to know the basic understanding of how tax compliance behavior emerges. Is it, they want to, so seriously, they're spending this money to determine if there's a link between taxpayers feeling like tax policies are unfair and trying to skip out on paying Uncle Sam. Really? Say taxes to anyone and you rarely hear anyone say, well, that, yeah, it's fantastic, I enjoy it, and I'm expected to get a refund or I owe money. So anyway, the NSF is an independent federal agency that was drummed up in the 50s, and they get a lot, they hack a lot of people off because they blow through money on questionable grants. They've got a budget of $7.5 million, and they fund about 24% of all federally supported basic research that's conducted in colleges and universities. Now, look, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have research. There shouldn't be research. But really, I mean, this is government waste. Come on. This is redundant. This is stupid. This project is ridiculous. I love that it came to light because, I mean, there's nothing that we can use that money for. We got to dump the money into that. I mean, look. In 2009, $137,000 was put toward a study for tax evasion and corruption around the world. Woohoo! In 2010, $243,000 was spent on checking out behavioral responses to taxation and tax enforcement. What more do they need to know? What do we have? Do we have to spell it out for them? Why don't they take a poll and see what people think and go by the results there? And I think they could find someone that could put that poll together for a lot cheaper. I'm just saying, being a little bit of a watchdog here for you, I think it's outrageous. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
You caught me off with guard there, baby. I was trying to put my headphones down as quick as I could.
You did it well. Good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I got an idea about this tax thing, and then I want to switch to some other stuff.
Okay.
Look, we give 10% to our church if we support our church, if we tithe.
Right.
And how about 10% to our government, period, flat out, no more these reform thingies we got to fill out. At the end of the year, we know how much money we made. We send them 10% and tell them, hey, if you can't budget the government on this, drop dead.
There you go. Just put it right to them. Absolutely.
No, there's no more of this routine where we
agree.
Pay, and then
I know.
Spin.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's our country. There are representatives. This is our government, not theirs. I say it's time that we tell them instead of them telling us. And IRS, you can kiss my you-know-what.
I know. I feel like
now,
you do.
Now, on the politics situation, I think you're mistaken. Barack Obama does not want to give up the position that he's in. He will play second banana to Joe and they're gonna have to prove that they're not biased, that they're open government, blah 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 blah. So the indictment's gonna come down, and there's enough there to, if you remember the salon ad I gave to you or told you about, and you said you read it, you knew.
Yeah.
All those charges. She is guilty, 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 and she's going down. And then Bernie will either step aside for the good of the nation, or he'll wind up with a heart attack like Scalia.
Oh, boy, let's not wish that on anyone. That was sad. Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Little ricin on a doorknob somewhere, somebody shaking hands, and the boy's gone.
You're awful.
I know, but I...
Well, you're right. It's not that that can't happen, of course. Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Wait, I got something else with you. This woman was over in Germany, and she was touring all of the museums and everything, and she was feeling kind of homesick, and all of a sudden the dust got to her, and she sneezed, and this woman says, Gesundheit! And she went up to her and she says, thank God, another American.
Thank God.
One more thing. Are you all right? I've been worried about you.
I'm good.
Two reruns in a row.
I'm good.
I love the
But they weren't, re- they weren't
the
reruns. They weren't reruns. What I did was I did fresh material. I was on the road.
And you wouldn't give us time to call in and give you...
Yes, huh? Because there was no time to do that. So I made sure we were up to date on what was happening on the day.
I love the Gary Player interview, and I love that little girl. I saw her on TV as well.
She's great.
Star in the future. Hey,
oh,
Kate,
I know.
Kate, you would have trouble playing with this girl.
I would. She would clobber me. Oh, you're talking about Avery Schweig, and she's a good kid. I love that.
Tell Graham, I'm still waiting. There are no more ideas about full-body galoshes.
No more ideas. No, we have plenty of ideas, Dan. Have a fabulous next couple of days. Oh, he's hilarious. Yeah, in case you missed it, friend me on Facebook, and I did do an interview with the great Gary Player. Think of the history and what an incredible... a fixture he was on the golf tour, but he really transcends that and what he's done in his life. He's had five kids. It's been a wild ambassador, loves America around the world for golf, but just, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Arnie Palmer, he was right there in the thick of it competing with them. And he was a really fun guy to interview. I have to say he really was. I really enjoyed that. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check that mailbag. Plus, if you want to throw in your two cents on the elections and anything else that's buzzing in your mind, like this government waste, let's just dump more money out there to tell the government why we are not happy with the tax system. Fair tax, flat tax, any other kind of tax. 855-266-5283.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Listening to America Tonight, as somebody who just came back from Cleveland, Ohio, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there. And, of course, I was there drumming up, trying to drum up some business for America Tonight. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to whip through that that hall, you know, the Hall of Fame. And it is very cool. I have to give them credit. I mean, it's everything. You've got guitars from anyone you can name, from Nirvana and Kurt Cobain to Muddy Waters, Steven Tyler. Name the era, name the kind of music, and it was pretty darn cool to go and see that, and then see the influences of the people that are currently holding some pretty big concerts, still Bruce Springsteen, etc. And, gosh, even just the memorabilia, how songs were written. They have an incredible exhibit of Jimi Hendrix, where they've got clothes of Hendrix, and they actually had this couch that was his, where he wrote a lot of his music, a lot of his songs, and there were all kinds of cigarette holes in it, or who knows what. But it was pretty wild to see. So put that on that list in case you happen to have the occasion to go to Cleveland, Ohio. It just seems to get better and better, that museum, apparently. And it's the first time I was there. It's right next to the Brown Stadium, and it's right there on the water as they're trying to do some interesting things in the in Cleveland. It looked like a mini Chicago to me. And I haven't been in Cleveland, Ohio since I went to school. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I've been back in Ohio. All right, on that note, let's turn to you, because I got plenty of email the last couple of days. Let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And our first one is from Cliff. Kate, I don't know if you remember me, but we met maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I've been following your career. Keep it up. It can't be easy to be a woman in this game, and I have to say that I admire you, and I do admire the fact that you do give people time on your show, even if they don't always agree with their cockamamie opinions. You do invite everyone, so shame on anyone from the left of left or the in-between who don't call you or send you emails. It's their fault, not yours. By the way, I was a lifelong Democrat. Now I'm kind of that in-between. I would vote for a Republican. I would vote for a Democrat. I would vote for the person. There you go. Thanks for that note. I appreciate it. That's nice. I'm glad you've been following the show. Yeah, I do say that. I mean, I'll say it again. He's right. He knows the signature saying. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. It doesn't matter. If you have an opinion, let me let me hear it. I want to hear it. It's interesting, but I happened to get a note, and it's crazy why I got this note, but I got a note from John who says, did I see the controversy over Katy Perry, the pop singer, trying to buy a convent against the nuns' wishes? Did I happen to see that story? And what did I think about it? And I didn't see the story, but after I read the email, I went to look up the story because I was curious, what is he talking about? The nuns and the, obviously it's a piece of property that she's getting. And so what's the scoop on Katy Perry and the nuns? And I mentioned that I had that brief foray into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Katy Perry's, some of her dresses and her memorabilia are there, and so the timing of that email was pretty interesting. Here's what happened. It was in L.A., and she wanted to buy this convent for $14.5 million. That's what it cost, and I think some of the nuns didn't want to see that. You know, it's Katy Perry versus the nuns, really. They didn't want to see her get her hands on that convent, and you should see the view on this thing. I can see why it's 14 point. I mean, you see all of LA. It's incredible. It's an incredible piece of property, and it's the Immaculata Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Catholic convent. So they voided the sale of this convent to an LA businesswoman, so now Katy Perry can get it. They ruled that attempts to sell the property were by members of an order of nuns were improper, because she's been looking to buy this hilltop area in the Los Feliz neighborhood and relocate for a while now. And apparently, so how crazy is this? There's an adjoining house that was used by priests, and her bid, but here's the key. Because there's also an adjoining piece of property also on it that still does have priests that are using it, the Vatican supposedly has to bless this sale. And these sisters were trying to sell to the businesswoman instead of the pop singer. Craziness. What a rough life, huh? As you're listening to me say this, what a rough life for these people, including the singer, including Katy Perry and this other businesswoman. Ah, geez, I'm embroiled. I'm paying a lawyer. I'm in this battle to buy this incredible piece of property that has the best view in Los Angeles. There is such a thing, and it is incredible. So, woohoo, I won. The rest of us mere mortals are not involved in that hubbubaloo. We're just trying to pay our mortgages, right? We're just looking at tax day, which, of course, tax day is da-da-da-da. Did you get your taxes done? Did you file for an extension? Do you care about this study that they're doing on why people cheat on taxes? All right, let's take another one. This one is from Sam I Am. Kate, I've been listening to the show for a long time. I know you're a sports fan, and I know you're a fan of the political game of busting up what some of these idiots are doing. Are you disappointed in what we're seeing in 2016? That's a good question. Am I disappointed? I'm disappointed in the lack of really incredibly passionate, amazing candidates. I don't know. I've met a couple of the candidates, but I don't know them personally. And maybe it's you just get a jaded view from where I sit and where many of you sit. But doesn't it seem like the same old, you know, press and play? I feel like we're just, that's what we're doing. Here we go again, and now we're off to the races, and who's the establishment person, and what's the party going to do, and how are they going to maneuver? It's always about that. It's always about the maneuver. And with the Republicans, if the Democrats win again, and I am part of a political machine of the Republicans, they got to do something. They got to figure out how do they solidify all these factions and figure out a way to run somebody that everybody likes that is electable and cut the nonsense. Too many ridiculous debates and too many running all at once and just too many, too fractured. But that remains to be seen as to what's going to happen. That's why I always say your vote counts. Don't poo-poo it. Get involved. This one is from Jake in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you see the story of this California couple that has been, they've been charged with molesting kids? I want to say they molested at least 10 kids. I did see that story. Oh, every time I was in the airport, and I picked up that USA Today and I saw the story. It's depressing. It's depressing except for putting the brakes on that. So, you know, charging them, having that come to light, that part is a good thing. Because otherwise, does this continue? So if they're not caught and they're not exposed and they're not charged, then who else is going to become victims of these sick and twisted people? And, you know, here's the thing. That happens. How do you expect kids to bounce back from that? And the answer is, it's tough. I mean, that's a tough, horrible, public thing. And I don't get, I mean, I think it's scary. I think it's scary when the adults have the power and they abuse and use kids this way. I think it's awful, frankly. I mean, just absolutely awful. All right, here's our last one. This one is from Moody Man. So Moody Man, does that mean you're moody? That's what I'm assuming. He's classifying himself as moody. Kate, I was so sickened by those vandals who ripped up that Veterans Memorial in California. What was that about? Yeah, I guess they took a can of black spray paint to the marble at the memorial and they sprayed on it. They defaced it. Yeah, again, sick, wrong, brutal. Thanks for the emails.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today?
Step all over that song. You don't. We're back here as we make the final corner of this hour of America Tonight. So the Democrats had yet another debate. We saw that. We know that Paul Ryan this week said, no, I am not running, do not want to be president. And the reason he said is because he wasn't chosen. He doesn't want to be plucked in and thrown into the mix, into the soup at a crazy convention. So I say good for him. And as we do kind of grab bag two to get caught up on crazy cockamamie things that are happening across this great country, obviously the road to the White House is a wild one. It's like this quake in Japan. Sadly, the ground is rumbling beneath the feet of Bernie Sanders, who has momentum but just doesn't have the delegates. And the same with Ted Cruz, perhaps, but Trump is not the guy that the establishment want. So this earthquake in Japan on Thursday brought down a bunch of buildings, killing 9 people, injuring hundreds of people. But the nuclear regulator had no problems at the power plants. That's the good news, because we know what's happened there. There was no tsunami warning. One person was killed after getting crushed by a collapsing building. About 400 people were taken to the hospital. And then 44,000 plus were evacuated. There was 100 aftershocks. The quake was 6.2, but then they revised it to be a little bit less than that. A building caught on fire. I mean, this is what happens depending on where you are. If you're near the epicenter of the quake, then it's going to be worse. And we see that Japan, this is Japan. There are so many quakes and the possibilities of quakes that happen constantly there, right? So, you know, they're worried about banking. After the earthquake, some high-speed trains were halted. As for banks, they wanted to avoid any disruption to banking operations, but they didn't have any problems with it. They were careful. The Honda Motor Corporation suspended output at their motorcycle factory near Kumamoto, following that earthquake. They were going to inspect the production equipment at the factory, because they pump them out. They put out 250,000 units annually, so they want to resume production if something's wrong. And the Mitsubishi Electric Corporation also suspended operations at their factory. See, these factories, some of these old buildings, who knows how they're reinforced, and they're not going to take the chance, and that's smart, amazingly smart, instead of pushing everybody to stay there, instead making sure that they're evacuated, right? So let's put it that way. Fraud and emails and money. Couple of things. So as far as fraud and emails concerned, an American company was actually ripped off to the tune of $100 million by people who created a fake email address to pose as one of the vendors of this company. That is a crazy amount of money. The scheme came to light as the government filed a civil forfeiture lawsuit in federal court in Manhattan, trying to recover about $25 million in money derived from the fraud that was held at least 20 bank accounts around the world. So $74 million has been recovered and returned to this company. This business email compromise deal, it's a cyber scam where fraudsters target businesses that work with foreign suppliers or regularly perform wire transfers. And it's crazy. The FBI says that the companies last week that businesses have suffered like $2.3 billion globally with these email wire transfer scams. I don't know. It must be good. Because how are you doing that? Who's approving these transfers? How are you sucking money out of these people? That part I don't get. I don't get it. Here's a question for you. Riddle me this. You think of the horrendous, horrific, devious, sickening Charles Manson, and you have to go back many, many years to remember what he did. It's read the book Helter Skelter. It'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. But Leslie Van Houten is recommended for parole after 4 decades. She was a follower of Manson. That, you know, the whole cult thing, the mass murders. And this is, recommended for parole. That's a step toward freedom. She's 66. She's been serving a life sentence for the murders of Leno and Rosemary LaBianca, who were stabbed to death in their house in 1969. Manson, at this point, is 81. He'll never get out. He had all those loyal followers, and they were mostly women. And he directed them to murder seven people. So a two-member panel of the California Board of Parole recommended her for a hearing at the state prison in Corona, California, where she's serving the sentence. Now, that ruling gets reviewed by attorneys for the board before going to Governor Jerry Brown, who can uphold the recommendation, overturn it, or order a further hearing. She was found guilty of the LaBianca murders in 1971 and sentenced to death, but that conviction and sentence had happened to be overturned on appeal, so she was retried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison in 1978. I mean, it was brutal. The LaBiancas were stabbed to death, and then they used their blood to write Rise and Death to Pigs and Helter Skelter, which was a reference to a Beatles song, on the walls and on the refrigerator doors. Terrible. They also, the Manson family, it was the victim, one of the victims was actress Sharon Tate, who was pregnant, and the wife of Roman Polanski. She was stabbed 16 times by the people in the cult. So then there were other people who were stabbed or were shot to death at Sharon Tate's home that night by the Manson followers. And they wrote those words on the front door before leaving. So there's the question. Should, after what happened there, yes, a long time ago, for decades, should she be allowed, I mean, has she paid her penance? Should she be allowed to go free? So imagine that. She was that close to a death sentence, doesn't get the death sentence, gets life instead, now is close to actually being released. And that's huge, needless to say. Huge. And here's some food for thought. You can send me your thoughts on this at Kate, not at Kate Delaney, send it to americatonight.net. But how do you feel about the minimum wage jumping up to $15 an hour? Thousands of workers marching in L.A. and New York, a bunch of other cities, on Thursday calling for a minimum pay of $15 an hour. And there have been some victories. California, New York, they've done it. In New York, they rallied in Times Square and protested outside a Republican gala where the three candidates for the presidential race were featured there. In L.A., protesters held large balloons, marched behind a banner that read, McJobs hurts us all. Wow. Thanks to you, you. Hey, the tall guy in the back. Appreciate you.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.